Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I know we've got a lot to talk about on the Mike O'Mara Show. I know we have a lot to cover here. We have biscuits to talk about. But
how many times do you start a show with that sentence?
Well, when you start the show and you talk about Pony's got some biscuits, I have some biscuits. Well, we all have biscuits. And then you'd lay that on me 5 seconds before we go on the air. I that stops me in my tracks. We're
sure,
two fat
of course.
Guys. We will talk about food. Will move up to a priority on the topic list anytime. However, seconds before that, this is a tale of what caught my eye or my fancy.
Yes,
right before we went air,
would you describe yourself a fanciful man?
I'm fanciful. I will say this: that I got an email that just came through moments ago for a Groupon, and I have never heard of this entertainment, Cirque Italia. How's it going? How we gonna jump on a trapeze? It'll boggle your mind.
He's
we
up
have
in
a
there.
Fantastic
he kind
time.
Of tied a rope. It is so tight. He walk on it and I'll fall down.
This is a so special right now. Don't worry about the pesky animals. We just hang from ropes.
What it's is the deal? Stuff. What is it? Is it 20 for 40?
There now, I will say, based on the whatever brothers circus that we were talking about the other day.
I thought it was it the Koch brothers that you went to?
It's not the Koch brothers circus. The Koch brothers circus starring Ted Cruz. And now, to entertain you at center ring, Ted Cruz and Orrin Hatch will be training one another. No.
It was not the Garcia brothers, because I remember the Garcia brothers was in Manassas. This was a Southern circus.
It doesn't
circus.
Matter. Okay. We're moving on to Cirque Italia. I'm looking at
it. Well,
up
you
right
are
now.
Red hot on circus and zoo-styled entertainment right now.
I was saying to my wife this morning, I said, we are blessed. We truly are blessed down here. One of the things I don't talk about, there's so much stuff here. There's so much stuff that's constant. It's
right.
Because it's warm.
Yep.
That's why. Because they can put up a tent, put on a show, put up a carnival, because it's warm down here. So this is the time of year. You don't get that back
home. It's a 52-week entertainment schedule down there. People, it's a destination for entertainers. The circus lived there, for God's sake.
I think Cirque Italia may be a subset of the Cirque du Soleil.
It looks
but
like
I'm
it.
Not sure.
They're affiliated? Is that the one that's run by Tommy Giacomo?
It's a water circus.
That's a category.
Yeah, it is.
That's a water circus. Yeah, I know. Don't get on Pony's anime with that one.
And now the Tentacle Sisters to entertain you at Cirque Italia.
Dive into the magical world of Cirque. So this is sorry about that.
That's fine.
And then electrocute yourself.
It's an electrical circus.
So it says Water Circus Silver is in Punta Gorda, Florida. And
hey,
Water
know,
Circus.
Don't say gold.
I know.
Water Circus Gold.
No!
I swear to God.
No! Not okay.
It is in Fort Myers.
Oh, that's at the Asparagus Festival this year, isn't it?
I'm opening it up right now. Hold on just a second. Let's see what we got.
Smell it coming.
Let's see. Let's see.
Water Circus Gold.
Oh, my. Cirque Italia.
Yeah.
We're going to go. I'm telling you right now, we're going to go. You know what, Rob? We passed it on my kids on way to my kids' school.
What is it? A tent circus?
Is that super loud?
No, it's fine. Is it a tent circus or an arena circus?
It looks like it's a tent circus. It's next to a particular regular event
by the dog track.
Yes. I'm not kidding you.
$50 for a front row seat.
That's not bad.
That's expensive.
Well, you want 45 for kids.
You'd want to bring like a tarp, like a Gallagher show if it's a water circus.
Right.
I'm taking my kid. You know, I'm not a Cirque du Soleil guy, but I mean, for
well,
this,
you
I'm
are not just
kid.
Not a Cirque du Soleil guy. You hated Cirque. You hated one of the most popular, beloved shows in Las Vegas. You hated the Beatles' Love.
I'm taking my kid. I'm taking my kid to this. It looks absolutely incredible. I think we're lucky to have it. So, I mean, this is a big deal. This is a big, big deal. Don't smirk at me, Rofo. This looks like it's something.
I don't know if you're serious or not.
Cirque. Right now, you know what I'm... Let me explain to you my situation right now. Mm-hmm. I am an invalid, all right? I'm a shut-in. I am not able to move. I can't do anything that I want. So all I do now...
You can do things you want.
I can eat.
Yeah.
I can eat biscuits.
Delicious, buttery, flaky biscuits.
Delicious, hot, buttered biscuits. That's what I can do. No, but the thing is, I can't do all the outdoor activities like motorcycle riding. Mm.
Boating.
Golfing.
Boating.
Even boating is a bit problematic unless you carry me onto the boat. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that later in the show because I went to my second hip surgeon. That's a story in and of itself. So all I do now, my entire existence, my joy, my balance with work is predicated upon finding fun things to do with my kids.
You know what you are?
That's it. That's the way I roll.
You are the spectator.
I'm the spectator.
That's what you are.
Yeah. Yeah. This is awesome. I'm looking at this right now.
And you don't necessarily have to lay down 50 bones for a front row seat. I'm sure there's lots of great seats.
You can
seats.
Get nosebleeds for $30, and the discounted kids tickets for the nosebleeds is $10.
Well, I have a Groupon.
Oh, that's right. So he has a Groupon. What's the Groupon deal?
Hold on. I'm going to look at it. Hold on just a second.
You can get a whole crowd of people.
Oh, the $44.80 ticket is $35.
Oh, that's good. Mm. That's excellent.
View the deal here, Wade. This is my deal.
Just
here,
click
Wade.
Here and see the deal, Wade.
Yeah. By the way, Oscar's not here today.
What?
I don't know why we have to mention that, but we do. So Oscar will be back in his regular chair tomorrow, filling Oscar's tiny chair with his ample mass is Rofo, who is sitting here. This is what Rofo. This is when Rofo. Anything he has to do with all of our stuff. Whether it's the Tony Perkins show or you know, whether he's popping in on the Mike O'Mara show, this is when he's really happy.
Oh, yeah.
This is when he's... Look at him. Look at him.
It makes perfect sense. Because he was here yesterday. He was here when I left. And I came back in this morning, and he was still here. I said, are you still here? Did you even go home? But I know what happened is he found out that Oscar wasn't here. And he said, you know what? Tomorrow's a good day to drop in.
Well, Oscar actually invited me personally.
That's wonderful. That's
terrific. That's because Oscar loves us and he loves the show.
That's terrific. We'll get to you in a moment. We'll have plenty of time with you.
Thank you.
We've got time with you and we've got time with Pony Boy today.
It's so nice to have Doc on the couch since Ed isn't here, isn't it?
Rob said to me that he actually found a little more history of Pony's employment, where Pony jobs that ponies had.
Now we knew about the bike shop.
Yes.
I always think about the bike shop.
But how about this?
In fact, when Oscar and I are having discussions, like when Oscar has to talk me into bonusing Pony at the end of the year, you know, I think probably it's a tradition. It's a Christmas tradition where you can hear it almost through the entire neighborhood.
Yep.
Well, we can go back to the bike shop.
Exactly.
But I never...
And we always reach the same...
I really don't do that.
We reach the same compromise at the end of every calendar year. We bonus him, but I blacken in one of the numbers on the check tracking code so it doesn't go through.
So congratulations to that. But we'll be finding more about that later. Hold on a second.
That's compressed air you're spraying on your camera. Well, now you're handsome.
It's the gas duster that I put on the lens of the camera. Look.
Now, wasn't that one of your DJ names at the country station? Gas duster? It sounds like...
It's got a little rush to it, man. That's got a little buzz.
You're putting compressed air into your microphone. It sounds like we're all being booed.
Oh, I shouldn't be touching this.
Why?
Yeah, it's an inhalant.
It says, keep out of the reach of children. All right.
You're but a child at heart.
So before we start the show, I did want to talk. Rob mentioned biscuits, and he said, Pony's got biscuits, and I've got biscuits.
Stories.
And I can't. I'm such a fat douche that I can't possibly go on with the show. If you mention a food item, I'm always put... If you go back over the last month, okay, I think I'm going to say two things about the show. I think the shows have been particularly amusing and funny. I think we have compensated for what is a... Thank you. Thank you. I think we have compensated for what is a very tense world
with
some very loose and fun shows, okay? Secondly, I think over the last couple of months, you would probably have multiple episodes where food has been a subject of this program.
I think I know why. I think why? You and I are both trying, although maybe not as hard as I might be, to eat a little better. And when it's not there, thank you, you tend to talk about it. And also, I'm curious, Adrian, when we had that spontaneous applause break moments ago,
yes.
Did you applaud?
No, I did not.
Why did you not applaud?
Because I'm busy working the Ustream.
BS. Clap.
That's
clap right. When we clap.
No, that's okay. Don't pick on Adrian. That's why I love Adrian. I want him to enjoy his experience here as
you
well.
You are
I wanna,
high.
But I want to
put that air
out,
down.
This is the Office Max gas duster.
Hey, man, it's gas duster.
Sistema de eliminación de polvo a gas comprimido. No. Comprimido.
I'm going to do it again.
Okay.
Sistema de eliminación de polvo a gas comprimido.
Which translates into Adrian
it
Garcia.
Translates into this.
Did not applaud during the spontaneous applause break.
Mike's just getting hammered off of the gas duster.
By the way, you should not put that in the microphone. It's bad for a microphone to blow on it, right?
Sure, yeah.
Didn't we learn that years ago?
Particularly a ribbon microphone. You'll rip that ribbon right out of
don't
their buster.
Do that. So, yeah, buster. Biscuits. The floor is yours, Rob.
Do you
want to
go first
or
shall
biscuits?
I go first?
You know what? I'll go first because I think yours is better.
All right, but this is a fascinating tale of a phobia I had never heard of.
Yes, and it actually...
A biscuit phobia?
Yes, a BP.
Well,
let
buns.
Me see. Can I guess? Can I skip ahead? I'm sorry, but you know how my
go
mind works.
Mm-hmm.
Can I skip ahead? You're afraid of when the biscuits pop out.
You're absolutely correct, but it
there
wasn't me.
Really?
It was my my ex's sister.
Really?
So your ex-girlfriend's sister?
Yes.
Okay.
Many moons ago.
Your last girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Younger
so
or older?
So this is 1980...
Oh, younger.
Nice.
82?
Yes, right. It was before the vagina famine. So
the vagina famine.
Show title.
Vagina famine is the show title. He's right about that. There's no question about that.
Anyhow.
How long did the V famine last?
Oh, it's open-ended,
I'll tell
Mike.
You when it ends.
It's open-ended. it continues.
Anyhow.
All I know is it started right around the Just Say No Nancy Reagan program.
That's why many, many skinny, intelligent computer programmers are headed to Japan to find a better life.
to move it like my ancestors came over from Ireland when the potatoes dried up.
Right, exactly.
It's the Japanese thing. Dream.
That's wonderful.
The American
very
dream.
Exciting. So who's afraid of
I got
this
it.
Poppin' fresh?
Okay, so my ex's sister was afraid of the Pillsbury cinnamon buns.
Yes.
So... We walked into the kitchen one day, and I see her hiding behind the counter, peering over the top at a roll of cinnamon buns. And I said, "What the hell are you doing?" And she throws a spoon, throws another spoon. And I said, "Seriously, what the F is wrong with you?"
She open said, the cinnamon buns. The reason I identified it quickly is because I kind of understand. She hates the moment.
Yes.
When the poppin' fresh pops.
Yeah,
she
exactly.
hates that. And we've all, I mean, I probably hesitate a little bit, you know, when it goes to, you know, you have, it's like.
What's bad is when it happens randomly, unexpectedly, because ideally you're supposed to peel off the colorful outer layer to reveal mm-hmm. the sort of newsprint brown inner layer, and you press
right.
with the handle of a spoon, and then, you know, it opens up.
See, I thought you. Peel that little area off, and then you kind of whack it on
you
the
can
counter.
Do that, too. You yeah. can do that, too. But I believe
that's the way to do
the
it.
The printed instructions ask to press with a spoon handle.
If yeah. you take yes. your time with it, if you really try to, like, peel more paper off and wait for that explosion, it's going to be, even though it's never going to be the kind of, it's not like a battery on a Mickey Coachella vape cigarette exploding.
That's right. It's not going to give you horrible burns. However, it can be painful, and this leads to my story. When I worked at a grocery store, and
but just to wrap up, so that's it with her.
Well,
she was
he
afraid
found
of
her
it.
Throwing spoons
yes.
at it from across
and
the
did
room.
And did you storm over being the man and just like grab it and go? There you go. There are your cinnamon buns. Put them in the oven and cook them for me.
Well, I was too scared.
Too scared.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go. All right. So what's yours? What's yours?
And the famine continues.
The V famine.
Because I'm fat. When you work at a grocery store, they put you working dairy. Because you spend a good amount of time in the ice box, you know, where they keep the milk and all the
where
stuff.
Where you can be milked for the various
that's
cheeses,
right. exactly.
creams.
And, if you want Limburger, if you right. want a nice feta.
No, Rob's back
guy.
There. If you would see Rob back there with his rosy cheeks and a couple of like couple of these like hoses attached to his teats.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
going.
Twice a day, Mike. And if you stop, you stop producing. So they were very, very, they were very, very
diligent.
Very diligent and schedule oriented.
Hey, hi. What's your name? Spiewak? Well, welcome to Giant Food. We're going to put you to work in the dairy section. Hal, take him back. Take him back to, yeah, it's on the other side of the frozen. So, yes, bring him back there. Okay. All right, Rob. Well, we're going to give you the employee handbook. You can just read this, but we're going to hook you up to this machine back here. And Giant brand, you know, whole milk will be offered today.
You know, I remember.
How long did it take before you actually produced?
Oh.
It's not like you walk back there after.
It was weird, Mike. The reason I got the job is I showed up and gorged. And I was actually.
Now you've grossed me out. We're moving on.
It hurt.
That's it. You
and
win.
I said, please.
You
and you, that
you,
day,
you,
I gave a quart and a half of grade A and two pints
Isn't
of buttermilk.
It's not funny.
It
it's
is.
Gross.
It is.
Let's move on.
All right. Utter's over here.
So utterly disgusting.
Victory.
So I. One of the things, you don't just work the milk. You also would work anything that was refrigerated, like your cream cheeses, your sour creams, and your refrigerated biscuits.
So you went, when you started working at Giant, you immediately went to the dairy section?
That's well, they start you as a part-time food clerk, or as they say in the manual, a PTFC. You
that means
start
you're checking people out?
Checking groceries. Yeah, but okay. When it's slower, they want you to do stuff on the floor to keep stuff going. And it's very traditional. Note this when you go to your grocery store. And point of order, it was Safeway. If you go to a grocery store.
Oh, my God. Blasphemy. I'm awfully sorry.
It happens.
Sorry about
that. But point of order, go and look to anyone that's working dairy. And invariably, it'll be a fat guy. It's just the way it is.
Now I swear to God, the next time I go in the grocery store down here at the Pubix, I'm going to actually I'm going to check that out. That is so that is
because
so
of the expiration dates on these refrigerated biscuits and sweet rolls and stuff, rotation is key, and they don't move as fast as say milk does. So you oftentimes have to go way to the back of the case to bring the older merchandise forward so it rotates and sells in order. Well, I had myself. Head deep in the case. It was a deep dairy case, and you'd set up rolls of these things, right? So I was in there, and my arms were back there, and my head was surrounded on all sides. There was a shelf above me, there was a shelf below me, and there was rolls and biscuits on either side of me. And while I'm in there, a package
Rob's
of pills.
Massive head.
Yeah, just back in there. Think of that the next time you're getting ready for Thanksgiving dinner, that my head has been in the dairy case.
Claustrophobic at all?
No, not really, until all right. The package of Grands spontaneously opened next to my head. Now, it's loud enough that it's next to my head, but what I've done is I've built a... I have built some sort of doughy echo chamber. Now, the head size that you mentioned before is right. Key here because when it blows, I really can't go left or right because of the product. And
yeah, it's oozing out on the on
and,
your cheeks.
And it's loud because it's all encased in metal shelves. So what do? Is I jerk back. But because of this, my head slams on the metal shelf above me because I'm 18 inches inside the dairy case, which upsets all of the biscuits and rolls on the upper shelf, which systematically roll down my back, over my ass, down my legs, and up the aisle in some sort of magnificent biscuit parade.
How many days were you into your run?
It was fairly early. And then the best thing is that there was this total a-hole named Mac. Not the one who works here, but maybe it's just something to do with the name.
Another employee at the Safeway?
Yeah, but he's like a career grocery guy.
Okay.
And just an a-hole. And he was supposed to sort of be like my supervisor, even though after 25 years, he was still also a part-time food clerk, which really goes to show what kind of ambition Mac had. So he comes and sees...
The biscuits are having a problem today.
Name Barry. I'm still checking groceries.
Name Barry, not Mayberry.
Did I not say Name Barry?
I think you said Mayberry.
Meant to say Name Barry. But anyway, so he comes down. I'm rubbing my head, and the biscuits are still rolling. And he says, what the hell do you think you're doing? Like, somehow this was something I did on purpose. Like, I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to roll some biscuits around.
And that was the moment where Rob turned around, looked at this guy, Mac, the 25-year lifer, Safeway employee.
Safeway lifer. Yeah,
and coined the term that's used regularly on this show now. He looked him right in the eye and he said, light him up!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Scores!
Magic!
1-0!
Well, let's have a look at the replay. William, move your head. Look at the size of that boy's head.
Shh.
I'm not kidding. It's like an orange on a toothpick.
Shh, you're going to give the boy a complex.
Well, that's a huge noggin. It's a virtual planetary.
Shh.
Has its own weather system.
Shh.
Heed, move!
Your sherry's late.
Mom? Sherry and I broke up.
I like sherry. I thought you might even get married.
Mom, you know I'm terrified of marriage.
Actually, maybe there's something to be said for no getting married. Did you read the paper today?
No.
No? Here's the paper. Stuart! Bring in the paper!
All right, Hen! Heed! Paper! No! Move that melon of yours and get the paper if you can. Hauling that gargantuan cranium about. I'm not kidding, that boy's head's like Sputnik. Spherical, but quite pointy in parts.
Well, that was offside, wasn't it? He'll be crying himself to sleep tonight on his huge pillow.
Dan O'Brien! It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. And if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Or MikeOmaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Today brought to you by Harry's.
Harry.
If you'll notice today, I'm feeling not myself.
Why?
I got caught up with things in the morning, with getting my little man up at 5:45, 6 o'clock. I was actually up at 5:45. He was up at 6:15. I did not get my Harry's razor today. I'm feeling absolutely like I am not a whole person.
But on the other side of the same coin, I shaved my head yesterday, and I feel magnificent.
Within maybe 20 minutes after the conclusion of the show, I will be taking the Harry's razor to my mug. I love Harry's. Jeff and Andy, I want to say thank you to the two guys who were fed up with getting ripped off and started Harry's because they knew that they could offer a better product for less money. They took less profit. They sell directly over the internet. Harry's offers their blades at half the price, just $2 a blade compared to the $4 or more you'll pay at the drugstore. And you know what I did?
What?
Yesterday, I sent two gift packs up to my cousin Teddy.
Attaboy!
Because he loves Harry's as well.
Oh, good
this
stuff.
Is a great gift pack. A Harry's razor includes everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. I shave every day with Harry's. It's got a weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades, a lubricating strip, a trimmer blade, plus a blade cover for when you travel. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right, free. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, a special offer for fans of the show. Go to harrys.com right now and enter the code TMOS at checkout to get a post-shave balm, also free. That's harrys.com and the code TMOS. We love the product.
You'll never look back. It's the best ever.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. I want to be real clear that I know that sometimes I go on and on about my medical maladies, but yesterday was a significant day for me. As you know, back in the summer last year, I got a hip replacement, mm-hmm. and then every possible complication that I could get, I got. And so,
in fact, things that are not normally players when someone gets that surgery became part of the game. It was shocking. It was very surprising.
It was stunning. It was 5 weeks in that everything, all hell broke loose, got what's called a pulmonary embolism. For those of you that are not medically savvy with that, that's a blood clot in your lung. That is a potentially life-threatening situation that I got. Yay for me!
Not lucky enough to nail a prop bet. Pulmonary embolism, right. You are
got
Mr. Lucky.
One.
Yeah,
got
buddy.
That one. Small percentage of people get it done. Then right after that diagnosis, I was actually relieved because when you get sick, when something's wrong, they might throw a few other diagnoses at you that aren't all that happy. And one of them was an enlarged heart, and they said to me, borderline congestive heart failure. I'm like, what the F?
Yeah.
But I didn't. But anyway, it was neither of those. It was the clot in the lung. I immediately got put on medication for it. And I'm coming up on my end of the string where I'm going to get another scan, and they're going to let me know if I'm out of the woods with it. And if I am, happy, happy, joy, joy. However, one of the side effects of all of this was that I was going to get the right one, which is worse than the left one. I was going to get that one done, and that was going to be the end of August. They went right by that date because of the fact I had all these complications.
Right, right.
Throughout all this, I have made a determination that I wanted to get a second opinion, and I wanted to get out of the pipeline of my original surgeon. Not that he was not a competent doctor,
right,
but I was not thrilled with the factory atmosphere of his office. Lots of people, in and out. Old people, just right, left, continuously. So I decided I'm going to go, at the recommendation of a nurse that I knew, I was going to go to another doctor.
Minimum time spent with you in this office, and that was one of the things I remember that bothered you.
Long, long time to wait, followed by a very brief, and you always felt rushed, and I got tired of it.
And there's no, there is nothing wrong, and I think even a doctor would tell you, right, even at the risk of losing business, there is nothing wrong with getting a second opinion. In fact, it's wise.
So I decide I'm going to go see this other guy.
Okay.
And my appointment finally came up yesterday, and I made my way down for a 1 o'clock appointment.
How did you find this guy? Was he recommended?
I was sitting there. Do you remember when I was in that little infusion center every day getting antibiotics to get rid of this infection? Oh, that's the other thing I got. An infection on the topical area of the surgical area, not deep down.
But that's basically lack of hygiene.
And so the nurse, I brought him donuts one day, and the nurse liked me down there, and because of that, this one guy said, "Well, could you tell me who did your surgery?" And I said, "That's what he sounded like." Uh-huh. He was a happily married guy, but he sounded like Truman Capote. He said, "And I said, this doctor." And he goes, "Ooh." I said, "Why are you giving me that look? Come here." And he comes over and he says, "I want to tell you a guy that I think you should go see." And he recommended the guy that I saw yesterday.
That's cool.
So I thought, with the, you know, along the lines of, he said, he'll spend more time with you, he'll do that type of thing. And I'm like, oh, great. So I said, anything to get out of that factory atmosphere. So trundle down to the place. Oh, by the way, it's close to the hospital where he is, right,
that's
across
good.
The street. That's a good thing. And I walk in. And as I walk in to this freestanding building that's all dedicated to this operation, they're a big operation.
They own their own building.
And I had gotten all of my stuff done in the summer down in South Florida, so I've never been in the middle of what we would call season down here. And I walk in.
Hold it. They call season is when most of the people are down there?
It's season. Yeah, it's season down here. Season.
That's adorable.
It's been called that for a million years.
I love
that
they've
on the East Coast, the West Coast.
I love that they've assigned it a nickname. I've never heard
and
that.
I walk in, and it is a sea of humanity. It is the aforementioned factory again. But I'm cool with that because they got like 11, 12 doctors that see people.
Well, so sure, you can't run a factory with one person.
No, you got a lot of different people.
Sure.
It's craziness. And then I see the overworked person that I've become accustomed to.
I actually have the music from when you walked in, Mike.
Let's see. I walk, open the door, and then I look on the floor. There they all are. Coming, going, names being called. Mr. Smith. And the greeting, the standard greeting, which goes, let me see, by men and by women, but it goes something like this. Hi, how are you? Every time. Hi, how are you? Some of them are different. Some of them smile.
What they should do is use that factory environment to get a consonant implant so they can actually say, hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
No.
Did you fill out your paperwork?
Oh, they love that.
You didn't? No, I didn't. No?
No.
Fill this out. And you know, but no big whoop.
Right.
Not that. Not, I mean, it's the way it is. It's
right.
The way it is. They see hobbling, whining, failing people like me every day.
Yep.
And I would imagine it's amusement park mentality times 50.
Mm-hmm.
The same. You know, when you see a kid at Wally World that's up at the top of the water slide and he's telling the kid, wait, wait, don't go yet.
Yep.
Wait, wait. It's the same exact thing, only it's in the medical environment.
So sure.
I walk in and... well, let's take a break.
All right.
And everybody can do this little game during the commercial break.
Love a game.
We can try to guess the wait time for this this new doctor, because I didn't want to go to a factory.
No.
We'll do that, and you know, we'll come back, and I'll tell you all about that. Yeah, it's great. including an altercation, because you know I
what?
Can't avoid those.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Yeah. Not like a screaming one, but just I was...
An incident?
I was purposefully difficult. You'll love this story. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hello, and welcome to The Finer Things. I'm your host, Roger Caucasian. In this episode, I'd like to heartily endorse the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show. In the vast intellectual wasteland of podcasting, the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show is a rare example of refined and sophisticated humor. Excuse me. Its subtle, understated comedy comes from clever wordplay, pardon, thoughtful analysis of
okay. I do the fart jokes. Sorry.
By the bonus.
I'm sorry.
Bonus.
I do them. I just leave them in the hands of the professional.
Understood. Understood.
I can't help it. I do too many, and I've always been sensitive about that. I thought that was a fine, noble effort. I know we played it a couple of times.
Mm.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Sorry. Everyone knows that Amazon.com is the first place you go when you need something. Amazon has totally changed the way we shop. Things are different now. Things are different.
They
now.
Are different. Different. Not the same.
What did you say first thing this morning when I was running?
You know, things are different now. You sit down and you go to Amazon, you know.
Rob says, I'm running late today. I said, I'm really sorry for being late. I'm sorry about that. And Rob said, nah, took the opportunity to, you know, get some tea, get ready. Anyway,
you know.
You can make a difference, and you won't even realize you're doing it if you shop through Amazon through the Mike O'Meara Show. The next time you go to Amazon, access it through our Amazon portal. Make a difference. It doesn't cost you anything more, and it is the best and easiest way for you to support your friends here at TMOS. And listen, we remind you every day, we remind you every week, because people forget. There are a lot of people that don't bookmark the page through our portal, and we really use this to support the
show.
We
wouldn't do it if it wasn't so important. You got to do this, guys.
One step makes all the difference for us. Remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it, and they will bring it right to your door. Go to MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart, then shop like you normally would. If it's that easy, it really is, to make a huge difference. Why wouldn't you do it? Please do it. Get on it. Thank you, and welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. So I was telling you about my experience. I'm freaked out about this anyway, because when you go through something like this, you get shell-shocked. At the same time...
And it's foreign. It's a new doctor. You've already been through a right. difficult enough ride. The last mm-hmm. thing deep down you want to do is introduce a huge new variable, and yet right. you're doing that.
But I am in my 50s, and I want to, you know, I've got a young son, and I want to get around, and I want to enjoy everything that I enjoy doing, which is a lot of physical activity,
mm-hmm.
getting out there, taking power walks, riding my motorcycle, going to play golf, getting out on the ice and skating with my son, all these things I want to do, and I can't do it the way I am right now. So I don't care what the risk is. I'm going to do whatever I need to do.
Power
so
through.
I go back, and I'm waiting, and I walk in, and we mentioned the factory when I open. Rob played the factory music that we had before when I walked in and I saw the thousands of people, the sea of humanity just yeah. waiting outside, getting their names called and going back with the doctor. And she gave me the eye roll as I'm standing up there because I did not have my paperwork filled out and I had to have it
deep
printed.
Down. Do you think that the fact that you should have had your paperwork, had that been appropriately communicated to you?
No.
So
no, I can guarantee you it hadn't.
Because, no, you know, you were
pretty... Not that I should not have assumed that they all do that, but no, specifically that had not
been done. Because if they had mentioned it, you would have done it.
There is a chance that I have dealt with so many of these appointments lately that I might have missed it, but I don't think so. I don't think they
Doubtful.
Said that. But I'm not worried about it because it's, you know, you do it and some people have it and some people don't.
And also, so, this is not a walk-in situation. You've made an appointment. They're expecting
right.
you.
Right. And so... I fill it out, and this is probably now 1:15.
Right.
And so 1:15 comes, 1:30 comes, 1:45 comes, 2 o'clock comes, 2:15 comes, 2:30 comes, 2:45 comes, 3 o'clock comes through. 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Wow.
After I was in the waiting area. And I have been making a concerted effort to avoid really losing it in situations right. like this. The me of 6 months ago, I would have been out of that chair.
Sure.
I would have said F you to the receptionist. And I would have said, my time is valuable too. I chose not to do that because I wanted to see what the deal was.
Did you check in with the desk anytime?
Checked in once. They went back and said, you're number three. And so they did.
Did they explain what that meant?
That meant that they were they're having some sort. It was never explained.
Okay.
It was never explained because they're so scary important that they don't feel like they give a rat's ass that they have to explain. Then finally, I was called back, and in the meantime, I was X-rayed. And so the total wait time, if you counted going back to get an X-ray, that was probably an hour and a half to hour and 45 minutes. Then it was like another hour or so where I waited to see the actual doctor.
Well, they do it like Disney. You go like in the initial line and then you get to go into, you're in the ride, but the waiting continues. Right.
You go to a back room to wait in another waiting room.
Exactly.
To give you an indication of how busy they were, the back room waiting area was full. So that, but here's the way I process. And now this is important because I said, I had to take this as a positive. This may be the case. They're so swamped down here with
sure.
I mean, everybody, and by the way, you know, kids, don't do what I did. I mean, really.
This is a cautionary tale.
No, maintain your weight and strengthen your legs and your joints and your muscles and lift weights. There you go.
Want to don't stay wear out cowboy of these boots.
You want to see you want to see most of these guys that do this for a living. These surgeons, they look like they're bodybuilders. They literally look like they cut on people and then they go to the gym. That's what they look like. So I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting, and finally I get back and I'm just I've done every
livid.
Mental trick that I can do not to be overly pissed off, but I'm pissed off. And when you finally get called back, you would expect some. Some passing comment
about the wait.
Of sorry for the wait. Not going to happen with bitchly cow corn. No, not with we're not. This is nurse Sally. You're not human. That's her last name. Sally, you're not human. That's the way she looks at people. Sally, you're not human. I am no more of a human being to this cow than any person. We're not people.
Yeah, you're a piece of furniture.
We are data that one puts into a computer, and I know the type. And I also know that she's not really all that relevant to the whole process.
No.
So I'm not sweating it, but I'm also not going to cooperate.
Now, when Calcorn puts you in your mini room. Okay, go ahead.
I get back to the waiting room with this lady, and she's doing the click, 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 click. The same bull-ass you get if you go to an airport.
Sure.
If you're getting that type of, I am a slave to the 15-inch screen. That's all I care about is putting in my data. And so she says, I see you used to smoke. And this is the first thing she addresses with me. She said, I see you smoke. What was the date you started?
Started.
Yes, started. I said, I don't know. She turns around and looks at me and says, well, I have to put a date in.
Oh, my.
And I'm like,
Jesus.
I go, well, I don't know. And I dig my heels in. And it's a war. It's a war. Because this satanic coven dweller is such a bitch that she just wants that. She wants me to give a random bullshit date out of nowhere, and I ain't doing it because I've been waiting 2 hours to see this doctor, so you're not gonna get it from me. Well, I'll just have to make it up. I said that this is when I decided. This is when I went from
that's
being,
her threat.
This is when I became the a-hole, because I knew this would get her. So she said, well, I have to put some date in there. And I looked at her dead in the eye and I said, I wouldn't do that. inner brain suddenly, her reptilian brain, you know, suddenly had a survival instinct kicked in, you know, and it's like, okay. Well, you said you stopped and you hadn't, and I'm going to put this, and she does
humming.
Says, get the F out of here.
Wow.
Okay. Bring in the talented people. Okay. And then the rest of it was hunky dory.
Question.
The doctor was the same level of toed that they all have. I haven't met a guy down here in the orthopedic realm that doesn't think that seriously that he's the Super Bowl MVP.
Of course.
And I think they have to have that attitude.
A lot of doctors do.
You do get a little tired of dealing with it. You know?
I've dealt with doctors before, and you know, my mom works with a lot of doctors because she does scheduling for them in a hospital.
Right.
And she's broken it down. They're either the God complex doctor or the crazier than an S-house rat doctor.
There's no in between.
You have the doctors that are like you say, they look like bodybuilders, or then the doctors you go into their office and they've got banker's boxes full of files stacked up in the waiting room because they're afraid to get rid of them or computerize because they're nuts.
Right.
But when you're that smart, when you're smart enough to be a good doctor, you sacrifice something that a mainstream person has.
So what I measure is time spent, questions answered, and on that, there's nothing. I just couldn't take anything away from the guy.
Okay.
Actually, you know, and
so you did main waiting room, little waiting room, and then you went into like the
regular office.
The regular office.
And
when
that's when I got the PA. I got Nursey Wonder. Nursey Stress a Lot. And then I got the PA, and then after that, I got the doc, and then after that, an incredible lady who was very super nice, who actually saved the whole deal. Didn't save me from getting on the old website and reporting my wait time, though. You know? Enjoy that half a star that you just lost over this.
When they put you in the examination room, I know this is for your hip, do they take your blood pressure?
No, they immediately give me a rectal exam.
I'm wondering, was it elevated from all the stuff they put you through?
No, they didn't check BP. They didn't do that.
It
was
too
really
much time.
Kind of getting this was a meet and greet kind of a, but there were, you know, things discussed that that I like to hear, and you know, and we'll see what's going to happen with all that. But
put your scalpel in my hip today?
Yeah, it doesn't get fixed. It's you know, but get ready to do some work in early May. That's the way I would look at it.
Do you
right
think you will
now
take your business to
Oscar's
the new guy?
Thinking about waiting till after New Orleans ain't going to happen. No, I'm sorry. I'm the one that's walking around look at those bone spurs. You know, I'm the one that takes a step, and every time it's like, okay, step one, step two, step three, step four. So I'm the one. That's
well, it's good.
With
you
this,
won't have to check a wheelchair when you fly.
Yeah. And then, you know, and then I got to, what was great is I got to check out with the same lady that actually helped me with my paperwork. And we just had a one. Oh, that's right. We didn't have any exchange at all.
Really? Nothing?
Bye-bye. So
oh,
long.
Boy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when I said S of D on my way out, I really didn't know. I fantasize about
what date
when
would
I'm,
you like to S of D?
When I got to the hour and a half mark. I was looking up at their little rack of all their 12, 13 doctors that have their business cards up there, and I was just fantasizing about going up and just throwing packets of them up in the air. I've waited for 2 hours. Yay! How are you? Because you know they have to have that happen. Once there have to be people that are wrapped tighter than I am that can't stand this, you know, because there are people that really can't handle waiting much worse than I can't handle waiting. And I was just doing it all inside. I was playing these
internalizing
scenarios. Well, I fantasized about taking all their little computer screens and kind of tipping them over one by one. You know, we are human beings. Ladies,
well, you've
chewing,
always, you've always
chewing
had
while you're checking me in, chewing because you respect people so much, chewing whatever cud, whatever tuna sandwich you brought with you that day.
You've always had the best fantasies. We don't need to get into it, but I always remember more mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That might have been a marriage, a couple of marriages.
Yeah, but it was a good one. So will this guy get
you? They're all Thanksgiving dinner table dead, Ropo. That was their fantasy.
I didn't want any detail.
Who wants a dinner roll? Oh, be glad to. Yeah. So how was your day? You know, and they're all sitting there like this,
propped up. Will this new guy get your business?
Yeah, about 90% chance.
Seriously, good.
Yeah, yeah. But they're all kind of weird about death. You know,
in what way?
Well, he turns around and goes, "How old are you?" I'm like, I'm 57. He said, well, you know, you're a young guy. And, you know, the risk, you know, for something like this is probably, you know, you don't want to be hobbling around for that many years. So, you know, it's worth the risk. Thanks for that confidence-inspiring speech, Dr. Big Arms.
Hey, and Mike.
They're all the same. They're all douchebags.
I agree. Anytime I do anything, I like to weigh what the risk is.
Yes.
What's the risk? And, is it worth it?
Well, you know, I mean, you'll give me a nice memorial service. That's the way it goes.
The eulogy's half done.
Yeah. The thing about it is you got to do what you got to do, and I want to do it, and I want to get it fixed, and there we are. And it's all about how many surgeries, but man, just there's so much stuff you have to look the other way.
Ugh.
Because they're just, and there are the attitude. I mean, they're overworked. God love them.
Yes.
You know, but I can still bitch about them.
Sure.
Because I'm frazzled. I'm totally frazzled.
Hey, remember this, no matter what the risk is, Mike, you're still the client. You're paying them.
I'd rather have Robert De Niro behind the counter. You know that? I really, it's like, excuse me, I've been waiting here 45 minutes. Is there a chance he's going to be able to see me within the hour? It's impossible. It's impossible. Anyway, we'll take a break. And
I'm impatient here, Mom.
When we return, I want to ask Rob the intricacies of how he greets everyone on the face of planet Earth with a birthday greeting. I think it's fascinating. And I love it. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hey, everyone. Intern Dotson here. You know, the one whose microphone is never turned on. You know what tomorrow is? It's Wide Open Wednesday. Starting at 9 a.m., the Mike O'Mara Show takes your phone call. Want to be a small part of TMOS? Do you have a great story for the boys? Make sure to dial 888-920-MORE for your chance to talk to Mike, Rob, Oscar, and even Pony. Wide Open Wednesday, starting at 9 a.m. That's 888-920-6673. And make it count.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, wouldn't you love an easy way to look like a Valentine's master? Luckily, proflowers.com. They've solved the Valentine's Day equation, so you know you'll get it right this year. How about this? 2 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for only $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Or you can really be a hero and upgrade it to, you can get 2 dozen long stem roses with a premium glass vase and chocolates for just $9.99 more. That's fantastic. I already ordered Carla's flowers. It was a cinch. She loves them. I am the Valentine's master, and you can be too. Just pick your delivery date, then just sit back and look awesome like me. Plus, Pro Flowers will last 7 days or your money back. Why not surprise her at the office? She'll be the envy of everybody.
Remember, great move to do that.
The only way to get this incredible Valentine's deal is to go to proflowers.com. You click on the blue microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in TMOS. Again, that's proflowers.com. Click the microphone and type in TMOS. Help support our show by supporting our sponsors. Don't wait. Order today because this deal expires soon. And be sure to use our code TMOS. Wonderful. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, everybody. I got to ask you this. Rob Spiewak, you have been doing something for a very long time. One is talking about the clonk on the goalpost that you love that sound.
Yeah, the sound when it bounces off the upright, yeah.
When it happened at the Super Bowl, you got hundreds of people that were reaching out to you. The other thing you do...
That's after I screamed like a little girl when it happened with excitement.
The other thing that you do is you send your birthday greetings, and every now and then I will get onto Facebook in the morning, and I will stumble... Not by any reason or anything that I did, I'll stumble onto your birthday greetings where you're sending out these generic, insincere birthday greetings to like thousands of people.
Well, we all have in the neighborhood of 5,000 Facebook friends.
We do.
Right.
Yeah. Well, not you, Matt.
All of us.
But okay.
Well,
how
Rob
about
and I had a bit of a competition.
We did.
For who would get to 5,000 first way back when Facebook first started.
Like 9 years ago. Yeah.
I waxed them.
No, you lost.
No, I beat
you. No, you lost. And you've never really owned up to it, but
that's
you
an alternative
didn't
fact.
No, that is a fact.
You are Kellyanne Conway.
No,
that is an alternative fact.
I will take that as a physical compliment, but
very skinny.
Look at my concave chest and my chiseled face, and you will say, yes, he looks a lot like her. But no, I did win. But that averages out with you and me and Oscar and other people involved in the show of note. If you have 5,000 friends, you average about 14 birthdays a day. Now, that's not always accurate, but I just did the division. 5,000 divided by 365 is 13.69. So roughly 14 birthdays a day.
I should have done it the other way.
How?
But I didn't want to. Well, there's another way where you can like be followed. You can have like a fan page.
Oh, yeah, fan page,
But I wanted to actually really have more interaction, so I kept it at the 5,000. But I have 4,000 people waiting to for friendship on that, or maybe even more at this point. I haven't checked it. And
I don't know that the fan page was an option when we started as the competition. I remember what inspired the competition is right at that time, Facebook was relatively young, and it was a really big deal that Ted Leonsis had reached 5,000 friends and had been capped. And we said, well, I bet we could do it. And that's how that had begun. It has, because we like to turn anything pleasant into a bloodthirsty competition,
a spirited competition.
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
And I'm sorry. I'm sorry I beat you. But
I'm sorry that you feel you beat me because you didn't.
You know what, Sean Spicer? The fact is that I did.
Let me tell you something, Mac McNamara. Yeah. You didn't.
Mac McNamara. So what is the process that you what is the trickery that you use? You're not typing in happy birthday.
No, every day.
200 people.
Every day. And as I say, they average like, 14 a day. Sometimes there's more like 20. Sometimes there's only five or six. If you go to your
homepage. Do you know every day how many there are?
Well, because you go to your homepage and in the upper right-hand corner, it'll say, guess whose birthday it is or today's birthdays. And if you click it, it will tell you a list of all the people. It says, do you want to wish, say, Matthew Bloom a happy birthday? Or perhaps today, one that comes to mind because it's notable, is the co-host of the Gilbert Gottfried podcast, Frank Santopadre, had a birthday today. Oh, and God. So...
Shut up.
So you get the list of the birthdays. Now,
right,
I will say
this.
I'm on
Facebook right now. Hold on.
Click
I'm
the
on
upper...
Facebook.
Click the F. Go ahead.
Well, no, I'm on my page.
But you have to go to your news feed, not your page.
Okay.
And then in the upper right-hand corner, do you see a birthday listing?
I see Mike. I see home. I see friend requests. I see messages. I see notifications.
I click home.
Are you on the are you on your news feed page? The one that you would get if you clicked the F in the upper left.
Yeah.
Okay. And then to the right in the upper corner, it'll say something about birthdays.
It's well, how far to the upper right? I mean, I'm
looking at the top,
at the very top.
Mm-hmm.
It's got Mike home, then it's got friend requests, then it's got messages.
Below the toolbar.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's got the Mike O'Mara Show one post.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Then it's got keep going down.
Yeah, it's in that column of stuff.
Yeah, keep going down, but you're in the right
region,
the right space.
Do you not see anything about birthdays? Today's birthdays?
Well, I'm taking my time to do it right, hey.
It's right next to the events.
Events.
Four event invites.
Right under there.
What does
and
it
then
say?
I see a birthday package that looks like Ben Stanfield and eight others.
Oh, that's your birthdays. Click that.
I'm clicking that right now.
And you should get a pop-up box that has, would you like to wish Ben Stanfield and the eight others happy birthday, right?
All right.
I'll type them all a message.
I'm putting in happy.
Yes?
That's it. I'm not doing the birthday.
Right.
I put it in happy.
But
so here's,
if you want to know my method, is if I recognize the name as a actual person from my life, a relative, or a listener that I've had interaction
you'll
with.
Customize the birthday
I will
greeting?
Sometimes customize the birthday greeting. Otherwise, you're getting have a boss birthday, or as I did say on Sunday, have a super birthday. Or yesterday, there was something about Tom Brady I wrote.
Right.
If there's, and then I'll copy and paste them, and boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
You
workshop your material.
I do. And if you open it first, you get the first greeting. But
you
it's
know,
usually
just,
it's a,
putting,
it's
right,
a small
really
time commitment, but not much.
Birthday is wonderful! Exclamation point. Now I put
now,
this
hold
to
it,
this
but
Ben
copy
Stanfield.
It. Make
guy.
Sure you copy it because you need to put it in all these seven other slots.
Yeah, you physically do that every day?
Yeah.
Oh my God, your fingers must bleed.
No, no, no. They bleed from other things.
All right, so I post
the
this
constant
for him.
Picking.
Oh, and then you just click, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Send or I forget if it says send or apply or whatever it says
wish.
Underneath it. Wish.
But you have to do it physically to everyone.
Yeah.
So you do make a little...
Well, there's a small... There's, Mike, when someone on your birthday says, it's the least I could do, that is actually the least that I could do while still do something.
All right, so they're all... I hope they're really all having birthdays.
Well, if it's a birthday page, yeah, they wouldn't lie.
I remember the first copy-paste birthday greeting I got from Rob.
Oh, what was that like?
I was so happy.
Really?
Papa Boss birthday?
It was something about, because I was named Rob, he was named Rob, it was something about, hey, we're both named Rob, that's cool, have a happy birthday.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Would you send out about 8 today? About 8?
I think that's about right, yeah.
That's what I did, about 8 or 9.
Are you going to start doing it now?
No.
No.
You can have Adrian do it.
John Maley, Chris Winnick, David Miller, Bill Braun. Bill Braun. Hey, Bill Braun, if you happen to be taking a trip down to the beach, I would recommend getting a little nosh before you get to the Bay Bridge. Pull off to the right. It's not there anymore, but it used to be the Whitehall Inn. And Bill Braun could enjoy some of Whitehall Inn's famous fruit fritters for Bill Braun.
What's the place?
I'm Jen Moore Meadows. How are you?
What's the place down on the Eastern Shore, Mike, that has great sandwiches, too?
Yes. Timmy's.
Timmy's, that's what it is.
Timmy's has great subs, too. Hi, Ross Clavin. Jonathan Leary, David Beckner, and Ben Stanfield.
See, there they are. Birthday greetings. And one of my favorite things to do is if someone gives me some sort of grief about it being a cut-and-paste greeting, I will write under it, I'm sorry, Ben Stanfield. I just don't have time to personalize every greeting, Ben Stanfield. Don't give me grief. I'm doing the best I can, Ben Stanfield. So if they give me some trouble, I try to give
it's
a little
Stanfield.
Bit.
Stanfield. You got it wrong. He's my friend.
Well, he's your friend, not mine.
Yeah, very good. So I'm happy that we were able to do that. I think that's a good thing.
And you know what? I think it's nice. And it
I tell you this? I thought it was like a robo thing. I thought it was automatic. I didn't know you actually physically did that. You have way too much time on your hands.
It takes a minute. It takes 60 seconds.
Yeah, I think.
And I get you know what? The payback is in spades, because when my birthday comes on March 8th,
right,
that's the 8th day of March, they all return the favor, and it's marvelous.
Well, that's exciting.
So truly
that's
loved. Are the dogs alive? What's going on there?
Oh, now I just erased my clock. What's happened? I've lost control of the show.
We're fine. The clock is rolling.
We
do have to take a break. But before you do, if you have a moment, go to that work guy and tell him to have a buzz birthday.
He's to say, hey, he took a pygmy rattlesnake and took it off my back patio and threw it out into the woods.
Did he confirm it was a pygmy rattler?
Yeah, he said it was a pygmy. I said, actually, when he picked it up. The Florida guys down here, they got balls about, like, bugs and, snakes and all that.
Yikes.
He picked the thing up. It's tiny. It's about this big. He said the venom was actually dripping from its mouth. Because they don't have any control.
Like when I got hired at the grocery store.
Yeah,
exactly. We're going to take a break. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for that.
It's fine.
Show up late for work. I'm not paying attention. What's going on? We're having a real good show.
You're fine.
Happy birthday, Mike. Come on. We'll take a break and come back with the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Folks from all over TMOS Nation listen, and they get it.
This is Corny Bob Spiewak. I never, ever miss O'MaraCast. Love it.
This is Carrie Spiewak, and I listen to Marcus Serna.
My name is Carla O'Mara, and I listen to O'MaraCast.
After a long wait, O'MaraCast is back, and better than ever. Catch up on the latest from The Mike O'Mara Show, Cake and Cookie, The Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein, Tech 411, The Robin Joe Show. Marcus Serna is the man that brings you the highlights from more broadcasting.
Make it your prerogative to listen and get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
I love his voice. I absolutely adore his voice. I don't know why.
Jim Amato's voice?
He's great.
Marcus Serta, make sure you do that with
keep
the
coming,
way
Jimmy.
He's supposed to go down like that. And did Serta do a new show?
A new one this week.
Ooh.
And
oh, wow.
Yeah, and he returned my two calls with a text.
Okay, thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by
Marcus
the CMOS bonus packages. We appreciate you supporting our show by getting the bonus show. We have great bonus shows, folks. It's worth your while. It really is. If you like our daily program, you're flipping love the bonus show. All your favorite TMOS things distilled into a sensational 6th hour. No commercials, no censorship. Freewheeling, 100% organic. It's a weekly comedic journey, and we never know where we're going to end up. That is the truth. But we know you're going to love it. Just subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. You'll get full access access to all of our 2017 bonus content, plus the entire anthology at over a 25% savings. When you subscribe, you get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. So whether you want to buy it, or you want to give it to somebody, you want to renew your subscription, please remember to do that. Click the bonus banner and get her done. For only pennies a day, you can be a part of the fun. The TMOS bonus package. Order it right now. We're still pushing those subscriptions.
And it's great. The bonus show is better than it's ever been. I love doing it, and you guys will love listening to it, so please give it a shot.
The TMOS bonus package available for you. Do it now.
News.
Today is Red Tuesday. It is the day of the year you're most likely to get dumped.
Oh.
Carla.
Hey, you know what, though? Pony's safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. You're lucky that way. You don't live in fear. It's exactly 1 week from Valentine's Day. Apparently, a lot of people, wreck it on this day.
Rob Ford just texted Chest's phone for texts.
I'm real disappointed.
If you want to break things off without seeming totally heartless about it, apparently this is the cutoff. The cheating website illicitencounters.com did a survey and found 30% of people have broken up with someone a week before Valentine's Day. They polled their members, though, so the number might be lower for non-cheaters.
That's a great cheating website. That's my favorite.
80% said the main reason they did it was so they wouldn't feel guilty faking their way through Valentine's Day next week. 55%, they don't mind faking themselves their way through cheating, though. So
no.
They're cool with that.
Well, they have to be especially sincere on that manufactured holiday. So let me go check out this cheating website.
You can sign up for free. I'm on it now.
Yeah.
Very good. 55% said they broke up with the person face-to-face. 28% did it over the phone. 12% did it with text.
Oh,
the worst. And 5% did it on social media. That's the way. Hey, if your person's communicating with you on social media, that's your significant other, you got a problem.
I think I've told this story before, but one of the Chubbuck girls, you know how she broke up with her boyfriend?
How'd she do that?
She called him and said, "Do you want to hear a magic trick?"
Oh, God.
And he said, "Sure." And she went, "Poof, you're single."
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
That's a ballsy woman. That's pretty.
Did he do something bad?
Scary.
No, wow. He did everything right, and he never joined a cheating website.
That's the problem.
Oh, Lady Gaga started the Super Bowl halftime show by singing verses from "God Bless America" and "This Land Is Your Land," surrounded by drones on the roof of Houston's NRG Stadium, and then it looked like she jumped down from hundreds of feet in the air, suspended only by a few cables. But there was some Hollywood magic. As it turns out, the part where she's actually on the roof was pre-taped. Well, I think we all kind of knew that.
Yeah.
Right? And during the intro, she was actually suspended in the dark about halfway between the roof and the stage, which is still really high up. Then that's got to be scary right
well,
there.
Well, can you
so
imagine?
She's just hanging there while that whole opening comes on.
And what say you're one of the 90,000 people that are there and you're watching the monitor, you say, "Oh, she's singing on it." No, Lady Gaga's hanging up in the sky.
She's hanging right there. But I bet it's bait and switch, though. People are watching the monitor, so they're paying attention to that. Then after she was shown jumping, a spotlight picked her up where she was suspended and followed her down. Hey, if you're at the Super Bowl, if you actually go to the game, I would have loved to see that. That would have been pretty cool.
I don't even give her a minus one for that. It was still a spectacular show.
Someone involved in the production says they had to do it that way because there were too many logistical issues, like weather, to do the entire jump live. The person, I'll give them a free pass on that one. I don't think they could have done it. Mm-hmm. The person also said, quote, "We felt this would be best to be filmed. She was on the roof when it was filmed, and from a logistics and creative perspective, a bit hard for her to go from the roof all the way down to the floor of the stadium." I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that one. I'm cutting you some slack, you know. Kate Upton's time in the spotlight could be coming to an end thanks to an out-of-control ego. The New York Post said she's in the running to be one of the three covers for this year's Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, along with Serena Williams and Christie Brinkley. Christie Brinkley, man, what's in her 60s, right? Or 70,
I
want to
do another cover.
Oh, this is a big cover. She's being photographed with her two daughters. On the cover.
Oh, really? Yeah. The daughters are 60.
Pretty great.
You know, you just sounded so pervy when
strong.
You said that.
Yeah.
You really... Okay, both of you just calm down.
We were checking it out before.
Well, Kate Upton might be out of luck because of her diva behavior. For instance, she demanded only to work with certain photographers and hair and makeup people. Okay.
Well, that's not really diva-ish.
She threatened to not even do a shoot in the first place unless she was guaranteed the cover. That would be a negotiating ploy.
I agree.
Okay? I'm not trying to defend Kate Upton, but right now I'm saying, hey, New York Post, you might have it wrong. A source says, quote, she thinks she's better than everyone because she's an actress. That's one of those New York Post sources.
Of course it is, yeah.
She was in The Other Woman with Leslie Mann and Cameron Diaz, and they list the movies that she was in. She has a few movies in production, including Masterpiece, James Franco's flick about the making of one of the worst movies of all time, The Room. So I might be with Kate Upton. I think that might be a shitty piece.
Sports Illustrated, this is Kate Upton. I will only do the cover if you'll photograph me with the photographer called Rob Ford.
There you go. And my two daughters. No matter what your politics, it was hard not to laugh at Melissa McCarthy's impersonation of White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer on Saturday Night Live.
Amazing.
Melissa McCarthy is just funny.
Fearless.
That's all there is
and
to
fearless.
It. She's funny.
Yeah.
And on Fox and Friends yesterday, it looked like Spicer was trying a little too hard to appear cool with it. They hate the comedy.
Yep.
He said, quote, it was cute. It's funny. I'd rather us talk about the issues that the president is so committed to helping Americans on. He also gave Melissa some pointers on Extra. He said she could, quote, dial it back, and added, quote, she needs to slow down on the gum chewing. Way too many pieces in there. Oh, so he's doing some shtick.
Yeah, a
right?
little bit. But, I mean, you know, if you really want to know comedy, go with Sean Spicer. He'll tell you how to do it.
He also said Alec Baldwin's President Trump skits have gone from funny to mean. Well, he is supposed to say that. That's his job.
How about that?
To say that. There you go. Thank you. Moving right along. Thank you. The jersey worn by one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time and the greatest Super Bowl comeback of all time is missing.
See,
this
shocked me because I read two sources yesterday that said they had recovered it, but now today it's still missing.
It's been possibly stolen.
Oh.
Shortly after Tom Brady led the New England Patriots to the shocking comeback victory over Atlanta, the white number 12 jersey he wore in the game disappeared from the locker room. It was right here. I know exactly where I put it, Brady said, according to USA Today. It is going to be on eBay soon, I guess. He was laughing about it. How much could such a jersey sell for at auction? Hard to say. If the jersey was indeed stolen, it couldn't be sold legally. Okay, I get that.
Right.
Thank you. But let's say the jersey did go up for sale legally. It would easily be one of the most valuable pieces of memorabilia ever. One guy said he wouldn't be surprised to see such a jersey hit $400,000.
Two things about that. There was some videotape of him when he found out it was missing, and he really, his word choice, his attitude was that of a 10-year-old. It's like when Robert loses his glasses. I left it right here. I put it down. I know right where I left it. And the other thing is, wouldn't it be great if in about 2 days we see video of Vladimir Putin wearing it?
Yeah. Did you see? That's funny. Did you see the clip of there's this little Boston kid, this little New England rich kid that's down there going, he goes, I always knew that Matt Ryan was going to choke. You know, it's like, oh, thank you, young man. Nice to see you're being raised.
I'd love
to
meet his parents. Yes.
There you have. Yes, sir. Yeah. That's it. New England, you're turning into them. You're turning into the people, as Red Sox fans, all those years, we told you they were.
I don't know
were
who has
them,
my right? jersey. I left it right here, Mr. Kraft,
exactly.
And I don't know, and someone took it, and I've only got 5 rings.
Hey, hold on. I'm getting a phone call.
Oh, maybe that's Tom Brady.
Right. Hold on a second.
Do you have my jersey?
I stole it. And now a little something, ladies and gentlemen. There's an 18-year-old woman in Solihull, England, named Saffron Curtis McGinty, who came up with a plan for shoplifting last month. She'd take a stroller into a store and jam a bunch of stuff into it.
Good plan.
The only problem was she didn't have a baby. So she improvised. This is how she did it. This is how she did it. She drew a face on a flesh-colored bra, putting it over a stuffed animal's head and putting a little jacket on it. Then she put her bra baby in the stroller and headed into a store where she stole candles, candy, and an electric toothbrush. Why would she steal that in England? Bad teeth joke.
Very precious.
But the employees spotted her, and when they looked closer, they realized her baby wasn't real. They called the cops, and Saffron was arrested for shoplifting. She was sentenced to 12 months on probation. When she was asked about the crime, she said, "Oh, get on, governor. It looks just like a little baby. A little tiny, broad, flesh-colored baby.
Had pretty eyes, didn't it? Huh? Look at those little pretty eyes.
Didn't
That's
it?
That's right.
Isn't
I'm
it?
Surprised. Yeah, look at that little pretty face. Has a pretty face, doesn't it? I'm surprised it didn't have to change its poopy diaper. I'm surprised it was so realistic that the poop didn't come right out of the bra, Governor.
Anyway, that's it. We'll take a break and come back with Rob's little sounds.
Right.
I promise the phone won't ring on the show.
Okay.
Right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show. You won't
show. Hello? Hello, it's me, Pedro. I don't have much to say, but I wanted to tell you that while I ride my bike to school, I like to listen to the Cake and Cookie Show with Rob and Katie. They're really good. I was looking for a podcast about building cakes or something, and it wasn't until a few episodes in that I realized that Cake and Cookies wasn't about cake or cookies. But I still like Rob and Katie, so I still listen. You can find them on iTunes or on the Mike O'Mara Show app. I'm feeling really hot. I'm going to go home and lie down.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob
and
Katie
Show. Do that at the
end
of the show, Rob, if it's okay.
Perfect. Perfect.
All right. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sherry's Berries. There is no one like your Valentine, so this year, treat them to an unforgettable gift that's as unique as they are. I love Sherry's Berries.
The best.
Everyone in the O'Mara household loves Sherry's Berries. I love getting them. I love eating them. I love giving them. And let me tell you, when you give Sherry's Berries for Valentine's Day, it's a no-brainer. It's a home run. They are giant, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. They start at just $19.99 plus shipping. And only for our listeners, be a big shot. Double your berries for only $10 more. That's just $10 more dollars.
Yeah.
Just go to berries.com and use the code TMOS. Help support our show by supporting our sponsors. Massive, juicy strawberries dipped in white, dark, and milk chocolatey goodness, topped with chocolate chips, nuts, and decorative swizzles. Spectacular, easy, beautifully packaged, and delivery is always 100% guaranteed. With Valentine's Day right around the corner, there's one way to get Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99. That's to go to berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in TMOS. Again, berries.com. Click the mic, TMOS. Help support our show by supporting our sponsors. Use the TMOS code. And without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today with Rob Spiewak and his little sounds. Take it away, Rob.
Such pretty little sounds for you today. Now, there's nothing worse than a fussy baby, right? Mm-hmm. And they say that babies are actually, they can key in and listen to music even in utero. They can even hear and be aware of sounds when they're in their mama's belly. So what scientists did is they put little headphones on babies and see how they reacted to different songs, got all the data, and gave it to a, I'd actually heard of this British songwriter. Her name is Imogene Heap. And she wrote a song scientifically proven.
Just a happy baby song?
Yes, to make the baby happy.
I played it for Michael. He's not a baby. He's three. But I played it for him, and he loved it, and he was riveted to it.
Seriously. Well, this is what it sounds like.
Bring, bring on the bicycle. Beep, beep in the car. Ping, ping, a submarine. Phew, phew, helicopter. Wow. A choo-choo train, an airplane. A wee down the slide.
Some of the findings that the scientists said is that babies hate dissonance, which you would hear in rock and roll, so they're more tuned to Bach than Aerosmith. They also right. like the sing-songy motherly tone she uses in this, like almost baby talking. The song
Are
that
you
makes
sure
me.
That's it?
Yeah, that's the one that they that I got from the.
I downloaded another one.
Oh, you have another one.
The Happy Baby Show.
How's
I'm
it go?
I'm not sure whether I've got the correct one. I think I've got it right here.
Oh yeah. Baby.
Hey. How you doing? Babies.
This is what makes babies happy when it's last call at Raffles 2, isn't it?
Oh, you got a great memory. Hey, everybody. This music can only mean one thing. It's time to get the hell out of here. Get those babies out of here right now. Listen, baby, when you're crawling out of here in your diapers with your poopy diapers, make sure you don't forget your bartenders and your waitresses. We're going to be back here tomorrow night. Another giveaway. And, hey, don't forget next week, the Thriller video. We're going to have it right here at Raffles 2. Setting more Marriott sales records than anybody. Yeah. The Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Eddie Van Halen, Happy Baby Song. Hit it, Eddie. Come on. All right, I'm sorry.
That's a WGAY. That's Eruption. I'm Bob Chandler. Way. Now, question for you. When you were a club jock, did you get a bigger thrill out of bringing them out on the floor or a bigger thrill of playing Eruption and making them leave?
When I came up with the concept of playing Eruption at the end and I would crank it,
yeah,
and there was nothing you could do body movement-wise to it.
No, you can't.
It was great guitar, but it was just loud wall of sound, woke people up. You know, people are like in bear hugs out on the floor, sucking faces like, get out of here now.
You know who's fun? You know, do you have anyone in your life that's just fun? You know, you want to hang out with them because they're fun?
Let me think. Nope.
I'll tell you who's the funnest guy that I've ever heard is Bill Belichick. He's fun. They asked him about enjoying the Super Bowl victory. He's so much fun. Because, you know, I saw one of the Patriots was in Disney. A lot of the Patriots got back to Boston. They had the big parade. But Bill Belichick is all about fun. They said, how do you feel after winning the Super Bowl?
As great as today feels and as great as today is, in all honesty, we're 5 weeks behind in the 2017 season to most teams in the league.
That's fun.
What? Yeah, I think he's full of it. I think that's his image. I think he plays that up, and I think he goes home and he takes his pants off and he sits in a bathtub with Jell-O and rubs it all over his body and goes,
Bang Brothers. This is Bill Belichick.
I think Bill Belichick is full of it, and I think he cultivates his image. And incidentally, if you're a fan of the team and you hear that, you love the guy. You go,
of course
yeah,
you do.
Man,
of course
he's
you do.
So about that. Come on.
All right. Well, I think he's fun. Okay. Big tennis match yesterday. There is a young tennis phenom from Canada. His name is Denis Shapovalov. Shapovalov is his name. And he's 17 years old and he's a hothead. And he lost a match and he did what many tennis players do. He hit the ball as hard as he could as a sign of protest. But not every tennis player puts it right into the chair judge's eye.
that's like
a baseball. And before I play this tape, I will tell you this: the chair judge is okay. This could have ended the man's career, but he's okay. But I want you to hear the genuine concern in the British announcer's voice, because what they've seen is a guy take a fastball to the eye.
Right point. Three errors.
Oh my goodness.
Oh dear. Oh, I think we're at the end here. Oh, that's such a shame. Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Oh.
And this is something that you just don't want to see.
This is the worst nightmare.
I mean, I think this has got to be game, set, and match,
yeah,
hasn't it, Barry?
This is just the worst possible ending. I'm so sorry. He can't believe what he's just done. What started off as a dream weekend has just ended into a nightmare for Shapovalov.
He was ejected from the sport for that day.
Oh, I bet he might be in bigger trouble than that.
The bad thing is that it wasn't, the video capture wasn't as great as the audio capture.
But the audio capture, just you and I are reacting the same way, like the bad kids in school. You know, it's like, oh no. I was like,
this is not the way to end. It's got to be the end. now, this last tape I'll play today has a great historic comedic setup. On the Jimmy Kimmel Show, they've always said that Matt Damon can only get on if he sneaks on, or if he's in disguise, or if he's taken Kimmel hostage, which he's done before. But there's a long history of him being bumped from the show. And it goes back to when Jimmy Kimmel was dating Sarah Silverman. Right. And she did a song called I Wanna Bang Matt Damon. So there was that manufactured feud. So last night, Jimmy Kimmel says, we have from the Super Bowl, Tom Brady. And what runs out in a full Tom Brady costume with helmet is obviously Matt Damon.
It's great to have you here. I should ask, how are you feeling right now?
I feel great. I feel like I'm going to Disneyland.
Of the five titles you won, and they're all special, I'm sure, was this one the most satisfying after all that happened this year with the Deflategate and all that kind of stuff?
No, it's great. I'm not focused on the past. I'm happy for my teammates. I'm happy for Boston. I'm just mostly happy to be here on the show. I'm on the show.
I see you got your jersey back. Why are you still in uniform, by the way?
I just haven't had time to change. Just so much success here. I'd rather
I'd love
just
it if you could just take that helmet off.
No, I'm going to leave it on.
I think everybody wants to see.
If I'm not on the show right now, where am I? I'm on the show.
You're not
touchdown!
On the show. You guys are not a touchdown. You
it's a touchdown. Show. I won the Super Bowl, and I won your stupid show.
You did not win the show.
And then the great closing, Vince Kimmel says, no, you're not on the show until you sit on the couch. So this is not official. But anyway, that was a great moment last night on Jimmy Kimmel. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
All right, everybody. I want to tell you about something special we are doing. Valentine's Day means flowers, and the best place to get flowers is proflowers.com and the Mike O'Mara Show. Listen to what we're doing. All we want you to do is send us a short email, 100 words or less, telling us why your Valentine deserves a beautiful bouquet from proflowers.com. Send it to V-Day, V-D-A-Y, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Make sure to include your phone number, because if we choose your letter, we're going to give you a call. That's the way we do it. Answer the phone and win some beautiful Pro Flowers. It's that easy. V-Day at MikeO'MaraShow.com and answer your phone. Please do. And a happy Valentine's Day from the Mike O'Mara Show. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us. Oh, and Rofo, too, today. And Diego. Thank you. Join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
That was nice.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Victory.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.